The farm bill failed to pass the House, and Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas has more.
A little more than a week after the U.S. Senate passed its bipartisan version of a five-year farm bill, the House of Representatives could not muster enough votes from either side to pass a competing measure. On Thursday, the House farm bill failed on a 195-234 vote, with Congressman Rick Crawford, Tim Griffin, and Steve Womack voting for it, and Congressman Tom Cotton opposing the bill. State agricultural interests expressed disappointment and concern over the failed vote. Arkansas's jobless rate in May rose to 7.3%, and the April rate of 7.1% was revised upward to 7.2%. The state's employed workforce rose by 600 from April to May, but it was down 23,000 jobs from 1 year ago, as workers apparently exited the jobs market for a variety of reasons. Economists have speculated that baby boomers are retiring at a developing rate and that discouraged workers are giving up looking for employment. 1 year ago, Arkansas's May jobless rate stood at 7.3%, the same as the current rate, and U.S. unemployment rose 0.1% to 7.6% in May of this year. The Arkansas Insurance Department announced the launch of its Arkansas Health Connector program, with the award of contracts to 23 organizations to serve as guides to help consumers better understand their health insurance options. A new online exchange will be launched later this year to help Medicaid-eligible citizens shop for subsidized health plans, and the Affordable Care Act also requires the online exchange to provide options for consumers. Each of the 23 organizations will employ guides to provide in-person assistance to consumers as the new health insurance coverage options become available in October 2013. Mercy Health officials provided details Monday on a $42 million orthopedic hospital in Fort Smith that should be completed by October of next year and could add up to 100 jobs to the local economy. An adjacent ambulatory surgery center, doctor's offices, and rehab operation now employs about 170. About 100 more employees will be needed for the expanded operation. In case you missed it, Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mike Ross and Lieutenant Governor candidate John Burkhalter mutually endorsed each other last week and promised to work jointly to create more jobs in Arkansas if elected. Ross, a former congressman, faces Democratic primary challenger and former Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter. Little Rock School Board President Diane Curry says she will challenge Burkhalter in the Lieutenant Governor's Democratic primary. Ross said if he's elected governor, one of his first actions will be to create a governor's cabinet for economic development, a statewide coordinated effort that would focus on job creation. Ross said he would name Burkhalter to chair the cabinet. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.